Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This auction includes multiple farm lines and tons of great equipment, including tractors, planters, grain drills, sprayers, grain trucks and trailers, combines and harvest equipment. This is a big auction with tons of quality farm equipment. The Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
They are on break at Richland Center, so we'll come back here with some action at 150 pounds and tell you who's wrestling in the finals. Siler Zansevich of Fenimore against Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Scoreless first period in this battle of juniors. Wrestling for fifth place is Will Desher of Pecatonica Argyle, his opponent Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto. But let's keep an eye on that third place match, David. Bring it closer to home as Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston meets Devin Tidrick of Lancaster.
Yeah, Ashton's had a good start to this match. He's in the second period. He's gotten two takedowns, so he looks good on his feet here as he's in control now as he's riding his opponent, Devin Tidrick, the senior from Lancaster. Ashton, just a sophomore, record 25-9. Tidrich is a senior with a record of 34-9. Now he's trying to turn him, and he's pulling the bottom wrist across the body. He's getting near fall. Now he's got to lock up that headlock here. He's in good position, but Tidrich is able to roll right through. But he does get two near falls to go up 6-0. So a good match here for Ashton as he goes off the edge of the mat, 42 seconds on the clock. And he'll get reset here, taking some advice from Coach Cleary, Coach Kelly, and Coach McCauley, all three in the corner here. Three guys, three coaches in the corner. And off the whistle, they go through, roll through. Granby Ashton stays on top, takes that arm across the back. 31 seconds here. Let's see if he can get a couple more points to get a turn. As he tries to roll those wrists underneath, but his opponent, Tidrich, is able to fight through his hands and knees. Good hip pressure there for Ashton. Gotta keep those hips down on the mat there. He does a nice job. Flattens him out. A little head pressure now, working over the top. Got to stay back on the hip. 5 seconds, and he's going to ride him out here and take a 6-0 lead into the third period. Meanwhile, their championship match is still 0-0 there. 15 seconds still in the second period. And our fifth place match sees Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto with a 4-2 lead over Will Doctor of Pecatonica Algal. Back to Ashton Bennett with a 6-0 lead. Both guys are on their feet, wrestling neutral. An attempt at a throw there for Tidrich. Bennett is able to stay off his back, but he does give up the takedown. Tidrich lets him go. This is where Ashton's got to learn from this and stay out of that throw. 7-2 lead here for Ashton. And a muscle there for Tidrich, but Ashton fights through it as he's able to pop the shoulder and goes underneath and gets the takedown for a two-point addition. Goes up 9-2 now, just over a minute to go here. He can ride him for a while. Working the far edge of the mat, 7-point lead, 1 minute on the clock, Ashton Bennett. Devin Citrick of of Lancaster. As they go out and they get reset. A good one here in our championship match. 2-1 lead for Zane Davis of Fenimore over Imhoff of Otter Grand Highland. Off the whistle, Ashton Bennett breaks down his opponent, takes that arm across the back, trying to ride it to go. So he's back on the hips, flattens out as Cedric keeps battling to his all fours, hands and knees. That's the Iowa Grant Highland fans cheering there as Tyson Imhoff takes a 3-2 lead with 30 seconds to go.
More than that now.
More than that. Now he's getting near fall. Ashton Bennett still, he's down to 10 seconds. He's going to ride out here with a 9-2 victory. And you're going to hear this place erupt when Imhoff ends up winning this match. No love lost between Iowa Grand Highland and Fenimore. Ashton Bennett is the winner in our third place match, 9-2. Congratulations to Ashton Bennett. And a nice win here for Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Gets a 6-2 victory over Zyler St. David of Fenimore to take first place. Excuse me. There's some good matches here. But, yeah, Ashton Bennett, nice match there, 9-2 lead. Really wrestled aggressive on his feet and with his takedowns and on top.
All right, so let's unwrap this, if we may. First of all, the fifth-place match is still going on, and is that only the second period? There's been some injury time.
Yep.
And they won't start the next weight class until this one is done. The fifth-place match involves Will Desher of Pecatonica Argyle and Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto. There's 6 seconds left in the second period. There's been blood time, and that match is at 4-4. So at 150, your champion is Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grant Highland. Siler Zansevich of Fenimore is the runner-up. He has already defeated the third-place winner, Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston. And fourth place right now belongs to Devin Pidrick of Lancaster. And depending on who wins fifth-place match, whether or not there'll be a wrestle back there. But Ithaca Weston officially now has its first sectional qualifier. Did I get that correct?
I believe so, yeah. Well, there is one wrestle back.
Ethan Stoll.
Stoll has a chance yet, but correct.
That is for fourth place, so he's got to win that match.
Correct.
In order to go on to sectional. But as far as our area teams, let's take a quick look. For Riverdale, already qualifying with regional championships, our freshman Lakota Brewer at 120 pounds and sophomore Brody Meese at 126. John Duffy will have a wrestle back to protect second place. Chase McGuire and Terry Sage have both already qualified fourth in their respective weight classes. So the Chieftains have got five already going. That's pretty good. A chance for three more later. Riley Wanick, Caden Renish, and Grant Matthews are all wrestling for regional championships. Let's take a look at Ithaca Weston, where Ashton Bennett will go on to the sectional as a third-place finisher here at the Super Regional. As David mentioned, Ethan Stoll is going to wrestle off for fourth place at 120. And still with outside shots to go on, Nolan Waldner, Logan Anderson, Caleb Burkram, and Mac Neat all have matches coming up. They need to win those matches and able to have a chance to go on to the sectional. Boscobel-Wazika Steuben still has one wrestler with a chance in this tournament. I'm not sure if we mentioned it or not, but two. Drew Sander is wrestling for fourth place, trying to protect fourth place. His opponent will be Nolan Shep of Fenimore. That's at 132 pounds. And Job Wetter of Boscobel-Wazika Steuben is wrestling for third place against Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. What about Kickapoo Lafarge? Well, David, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative is down to one wrestler. and that is Colton Clark at 165 pounds. Dom Torgerson at 120 was the last man to go down as he lost in the wrestle back toward fourth place. So Torgerson is out. The rest of the team is out. Colton Clark is the last man standing, and he has a matchup coming up at 165. And that is for fourth place. And we'll see if he can come through with a victory there. And for North Crawford Seneca, quick look there. Jaron Grimsley is a regional runner-up, so he'll go on. Thomas Frosty and Sawyer Swiggum both have an outside chance for North Crawford Seneca. We have a final to report there, David.
Yeah, Will Dasher of Pecatonica-Argyle is a winner by a score of 12-6.
So will there be a wrestle back for fourth place?
I don't believe so.
I think they will.
Well, they're okay.
Yep.
Am I missing it?
Dasher will wrestle against Kidrick of Lancaster for fourth place.
Correct. Yep.
There will be a wrestle back there at 150. Well, they should be about ready to go over at Richland Center. So, again, the last check we had on the team scoreboard, Iowa Grand Highland was trailing Fenimore by 10.5 points in the battle for first place. Those two teams, it looks like, will go on to the team sectional on Tuesday night. And last check, Fenimore 240.5, Iowa Grand Highland 230, Riverdale 187, Mineral Point 177. It's looking like Fenimore, Iowa Grand Highland, halfway through the championship round, will go on to the team sectional on Tuesday night. We'll be back at Mineral Point at the first opportunity with more. We'll see if they're ready at Richland Center to continue with their Division II coverage of the Super Regional there. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Roof, what's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green. Providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends, they're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brewhaha Roasters uses superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
I am not Phil Nee. He is not Henry Bray. And we are not at Richland Center. We're back at Mineral Point and just in time to follow up on what's happening with another Ithaca Western wrestler. How are things going with Nolan Walton?
Looking real good. He's leading right now 6-1 as he's facing Job Wetter, the sophomore from Basketball Wazika Subin, and he just got two more to go up 8-1 now. Been in control of this match from the start here. We are almost midway through the second period, 1:36 to go in the second period. So Wetter has lost his headgear, so he gets a chance to get his equipment back intact. He'll get set in the middle, and we'll start restart from the middle of the circle here. As he gets himself put in a cradle here, if Wallner ends up losing it, it's his wetter fight through it. Breaks that control, comes to his feet. He's going to get one escape, so it'll be 8-2 lead. A nice little single leg there for Waldner. Got a limp arm out there. They're at the edge of the mat, but he can't get his arm out, as Wetter does a nice job doing a whizzer. We go off the mat. He'll work back to center, and Wetter and Waldner will both be in the neutral position at 1:10 on the clock. Warning against Wetter as he backs up off the mat as the Waldner is approaching for another single leg, but they go off. Gets reset here, back to center. It looks like Wetter's having some problems with his right hand there as he keeps shaking it off, and then he gets a caution as he's not on the starting line, but he dumps down in on a double leg takedown. He gets a takedown against Waldner, so he's down by four as Waldner has an 8-4 lead here with 45 seconds. See if he can get away. He works to his feet, trying to break that hand control. He's got a circle back on the mat. They're going to go off. We'll restart, 30 seconds to go here as Waldner works to his feet, trying to break those hands as he rolls through, comes up. Now he's got to get that whizzer as Wetter drops down to their leg. 20 seconds on the clock. He's got to try to get an escape here. Yep, and we're going to get a warning against Wetter for stalling. He's going to give up the point. He'll get reset with 19 seconds on the clock, so that makes it a five-point lead, 9-4. For Nolan, let's see if he can get that escape or reversal here yet. He continues to keep pressure on Waldner. Wetter's able to flatten him out continuously here. He's not able to turn him as Waldner continues to maintain his base. Just a couple seconds here, and there's the end of the second period, 9-4 lead for Nolan Waldner, Ithaca Weston, over Joe Wetter from Pascua Wazika Subin.
Also in this weight class, already capturing fifth place, is Logan Wolf of Lancaster. And the championship match right now is in the third period between Tristan Stelt of Fenimore and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. Bussey had a 1-0 lead, but Stelt has scored a reversal in the second period and another one here in the third and leads 4-1.
Start the second period as Wetter chose neutral. And Waldner gets the takedown. They're going to go off the mat. So he'll go up by 7, 11-4. 1:44 to go in the third period. Reset and off the whistle, referee position. Waldner pops up to all four tripods up. Waldner does a good job breaking him down. Now he locks in that cradle again. Got to get behind that arm. Get behind that right arm, but he can't as Wetter is able to block it and break the lock of Waldner. Continue to wrestle. 1 point for Waldner for warning against Wetter again. So a stalling point goes to Waldner. He goes up 12-5. 1 minute on the clock to go. Nice little single leg takedown, drives in, rolls all the way through as Wetter almost came up on top, but they're going to go off the mat. 47 seconds left on the clock in the third period in this match, 12-5, Waldner. Going to get another caution because he doesn't get his foot on the red line. Gives up a point, 13-5 now for Waldner. Wetter tries to throw. Waldner rolls right through it, gets the takedown, desperation throw there for Wetter as he was down big. Now he's down by 10 with an 8-point lead there. He tried to get the throw, but he doesn't get it as Nolan does a nice job, counters and rolls right through, comes out on top. He gets a takedown, 15-5. 22 seconds on the clock to go here. It's a 157-pound weight class. Wetter sits out. Ulner covers the hip, trying to ride him out here. Good breakdown here, flattens him back down to all fours. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston is going to take third place here at this point with a 15-5 win over Wetter Bobcavell. Wazika Subin.
There will be two wrestlebacks at 157. You probably heard the TA guy in the background. The champion at 157 is Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. He scored a 7-1 win over Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland in the championship match. Bussey and third-place winner Nolan Waldner have not wrestled yet today, so there will be a wrestle-off for second place. Waldner just defeated Joe Bwetter. What was the final there, David?
15-5.
15-5. And Wetter now has to defend fourth place against Logan Wolf of Lancaster. So it'll be two wrestlebacks at 157. The Fenimore machine keeps rolling on. David, I've been keeping track. They have qualified someone for the sectional in every weight class but one. So things looking good for Fenimore at this point. And again, on top of the team scoreboard as well, as they make a bid to return to the state or to the team sectional on Tuesday night. We will take a break, be back with more. The 165-pound weight class has Cade Rule of Mineral Point and Emerson Mowen of Iowa Grand Highland working for a regional championship. If we get a chance, we'll bring it to you. If not, the next voices you hear will be Phil and Henry from Richland Fenn. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Logan's wrestling right there.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee-branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Wrestling continues here at Mineral Point. We're up to 165 pounds. We're way ahead of the game, apparently, what's happening at Richland Center. We can tell you at 165, the fifth-place match is between Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston, and Colton Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, a pair of seniors. What's the score over there, David?
7-2 in favor of Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston.
All right.
Just like that, he gives up. Oh. Okay, he gives up the takedown. Eric Rukoff couldn't make up his mind. So 7-4 now, still in favor of Logan Anderson, as Bill had mentioned in the fifth-place match.
This is the last of the wrestlers for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative today. Ithaca Weston still has a couple more coming in the upper weights. And then a wrestleback involving Ethan Stoll. For this weight class, 165, one match has already been completed. Seth Greeno of DeSoto captures third place with a win over Ryder Zansevich, a sophomore from Fenimore, 58-second pin for Greeno. Right now, Zansevich sitting in fourth place and still ticketed for the sectional next weekend. The championship bout is between Cade Rule of Mineral Point and Emerson Moen of Iowa Grand Highland. Moen is a junior, Rule is a junior, Moen a senior. It's a 3-0 lead for Cade Rule. But let's pay some attention to Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative here and see how Colton Clark finishes against Logan Anderson.
Well, Logan's up by 5 right now, 9-4 with 10 seconds to go in the second period as he controls that leg and working the edge of the mat as he tries to dump. They're going to go off. And they'll have to reset with 5 seconds on the clock back in the center. Set off the whistle, Logan gives up the escape, maybe. No, did not give it up, okay. Yes, he did give it up, 9-5. Get the scoreboard right there, people. 9-5, so the escape goes to Colton Clark as he grabbed me rolled out of that. We'll reset both guys on their feet now, starting the third period. Logan Anderson, a senior with 30 wins on the season here.
He missed last year with a, was it knee injury?
Yep.
Leg injury. He was out the entire wrestling season.
1:30 to go in the match here. And he's still in control as Clark is working the head here. Logan tries to tie up, slowing him down. Maintaining a 4-point lead there. He's getting down in a single leg. And Clark is trying to come around, but Logan switches to a short fireman. Not able to get the dump. Continue to tighten that arm up. There you go. And Clark turns the corner. Still no control to Clark as Logan has the arm. Then he loses it. Now he's within two of Colton Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, 9-7. 2-point lead for Anderson. Clark is able to flatten him out, and he does a cross face. Logan comes up to his base, tries to turn and face him. Sitting out now, trying to get hand control, or able to turn and come out, gets the escape. Down to 25 seconds with a 3-point lead, 10-7 for Logan Anderson. They're battling the center of the mat with head ties. Clark has got to come up with some points here to take the victory, but Logan's doing a good job circling, staying out of anything. There's the attempt at a single leg. He's going to get the takedown. It's going to be a 10-9 victory for Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston.
However, Logan Anderson, with that fifth-place showing, has already lost to the fourth-place finisher, Ryder Zansevich of Fenimore. So there will be no wrestleback at 165, and Logan Anderson falls one step shy. But again, David, we alluded to this earlier. You finish in fifth place here. You've got to be ready, just in case
some misfortune happens to one of the top four in your weight class, you've got to be ready, you've got to make weight, you've got to be able to wrestle to fill that spot should you get the call sometime this week. So Logan Anderson right sitting in the number five spot. And your qualifiers, we take a look here. The champion is Cade Rule of Mineral Point. He was a 7-2 winner in the finals over Emerson Moen of Iowa Grant Highland. Moen has already defeated the third-place winner, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, who, by the way, is the first sectional qualifier for the Pirates today. And fourth place to Riders and Savage of Fenimore, Logan Anderson, currently in the fifth spot for Ithaca Weston. Mineral Point, by the way, has already guaranteed itself four wrestlers at the sectional. Cade Rule will be the only champion for the Pointers. Rowan Carey will go as a runner-up. Both Mason Scullion and Jacob Dannenberg, a pair of freshmen, go as the third-place finishers. A couple others will be involved in wrestleback, but that's how things stand right now for Mineral Point. Let's jump ahead to 175. What have we got out there? In the third-place bout, it's Alan James of Mineral Point. This is fifth, I should say. Alan James taking on Peyton Krager, a junior for DeSoto with a 26-8 record. Those two wrestling for fifth place. Third to be decided between Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland and Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. And on the championship mat, it's Nolan Hankey of Lancaster and Riley Wanick of Riverdale, who missed last year's tournament series after qualifying for state as a sophomore. Riley is one win away from a regional championship, and he has a 2-0 lead here in the finals.
2-1 now is Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. His opponent gets the one escape with 30 seconds on the clock here to go in the first period. And Riley tries that fireman's carry, but he switches to a double leg. Hankey holds on to the ankles, not giving up that takedown. There's the cross face by Riley. He gets the takedown, and he's going to get near falls. 10 seconds to go in the first period. I believe that's going to be a five-point move for him. He's trying to stretch him out as he had Hankey on his back. The Hankey pops up. Three near fall is awarded. Just near fall, no escape for Hankey. So at the end of the period, 7-1. Now we get the flip here. The choice is going to go to Wanick, and he's going to go down. He gets set, and Hankey covers the left side. Gives up the escape to Wanick. Wanick turns and faces him. Guy's in the center here. Now Wanick drops down in on single leg, pushes to a double, comes to his feet, tries to suck those legs in, but Hankey's doing a nice job backing out, and he picks him and returns him to the mat. Nice mat return for Wanick there. 2 takedowns. Makes the escape from the takedown. He goes up 10-1 now, 1:25 on the clock in the second period as they go off right in front of Coach Campbell. Both guys work to the center here as Hankey gets set in the center circle. Wanick doing a good tight waist ride as Hankey's able to cut the corner and get the reversal, but Wanick keeps the escape. 2-1, 2-1 there, as the official says, so it makes it 11-3. Still 8-point lead here for Riley Wanick, the senior from Riverdale. Riley's record is 25-1. Hankey as a sophomore is 30-9. There's a nice hip toss there for Wanick. Officials are discussing this. They are going to give him the takedown. Well, now they're discussing it more. Okay, so just the takedown looks like. 13-3. Now a 10-point lead for Riley. And Hankey gets set back in the center circle referee position. Now he's doing a roll, trying to get some near fall with a 10-point lead there, looking for bonus points. think he's doing a good job of battling back there. Fights off his back. Now there's a roll through and some near fall. Hanky rolls all the way through. I believe he's going to get two. He does. 17-3. One more turn, and that should be the match. But Hanky gets a two-point reversal. So much for that check ball there.
Did you get the score in the fifth-place match, James and Krager?
I did not.
Nor did I.
So with 7 seconds to go in the second period here, 17-5 for Riley Wanick. He comes to his feet, trying to get the escape, but he's going to run out of time as Hanky takes him back to the mat. The choice will be Lancaster's choice. He's going to go neutral.
Riverdale already has qualified two regional champions for next weekend's sectional, Lakota Brewer and Brody Meese. John Duffy is qualified for the sectional. Whether he'll go as a second or third place finisher yet to be determined. And both Terry Sage at 106 and Chase McGuire at 144 will go as fourth place finishers here from the Super Regional. So far five. Wanick will make it six. Caden Renish and Grant Matthews yet to go. So a good day for the Riverdale Chieftains and Coach Jeff Campbell.
Yeah, good day with those guys, a bunch of those guys out last weekend, and the rest and healing time did them some good, and they've had a great day today here. So it looks like Riley's slow to get up, and he's holding that left shoulder. I believe that's the shoulder he's had the problems with, as he's up by 13, 18-5. Hopefully he can finish this match out.
And this is why your fifth-place finishers at the regional have to be ready in case of lingering injury. Well, Wanick's going to qualify even if he has to default, even
right,
the championship match. So you've got to be ready as a fifth-place finisher in every weight class.
But with the nagging injuries he's had all year with that shoulder, I believe he wears a harness the way it looks.
Yep.
You know, he could get hurt in practice and not be able to compete. So,
yeah, right.
But I'm sure Jeff will take it, you know, be cautious with him in practice and just drill and not so much live wrestling to not to antagonize that shoulder any more than he has to. But we're up just over. Oh, nice hip toss there for Riley. Bad shoulder and all, as he's got Hanky on his back.
That'll take care of it.
With good old head steel, but that will be a check fall if he doesn't pin him with the takedown and the near fall, and a potential pin. There's the pin. 5 minutes and 1 second pin for Riley Wanick of the Riverdale Chieftains.
A third regional champion for Riverdale. They're 3-for-3 in this round. How about that? I said corrected. They're 3-for-4. Sean Duffy fell a little bit short, but still made it to the section. One more match remains, and that is for third place here at 175. Gavin Hindeman of Iowa Grand Highland, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore are locked in a 1-1 battle, closing seconds of regulation, and there'll be an overtime match here. But I think it'd be a good time for us to try again to see if they're ready to go at Richland Center. We'll bring the results of the Hindeman-Blaschke match a bit later on. But right, can tell you that Riley Wanick of Riverdale is the champion at 175 pounds. More when we get the opportunity. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement? Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Our break ended just a little bit ago, and we're quickly into the finals and the WrestleBacks here at Richland Center High School. We're up to 120 pounds, and soon we'll be into 126. So here's what has happened so far. Going back to 106 pounds here at the Regional in Richland Center. The first place champion, in fact, no wrestle back at 106, Colton Koss of GE Team Elvis Medora was the champion, getting the win against Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien by pin in the finals. Reed will finish second here at Richland Center. Landon Miller of Mauston will finish third, and the fourth place finisher will be Oni Zaragoza of Arcadia. Jackson Scheel of River Valley wrestled back and lost to Lucas Rivera of Wautoma Wild Rose. So Rivera will finish fifth here at the Richland Center Regional. At 113, congratulations to Ethan Haney of Richland Center. He comes out with an 8-0 victory. And his opponent, Coda Perna of GET Melrose-Mindoro, will wrestle back to second place against Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells, who scored the pin against Porter Kossman of Prairie du Chien. Kossman will finish fourth here at the tournament, so it's just a matter of second and third to be decided at 113. At 120, Mauston's Drake Gazda with a pin in a minute 44 over Brody Bransky of Arcadia. So Drake Gazda is the champion, and we'll see how it goes from there, Hank.
Yeah, then over on the other side, on the fourth place, we have, actually, to get to the fourth place match, you have, is it Banzi?
Banzi?
Banzi. He defeated Klasse from Berlin. So he's awaiting the winner here on that number one.
Okay.
Which so, there we have a, looks like there's a injury timeout here.
Yep, a little bit of timeout on that one. They had said that they were just going to keep going, not stopping per weight class, but they have not done that. I think the primary reason is they're keeping the championship bouts in the middle mat.
In the middle mat, yeah.
Yep, so,
and I'm,
so that's part of it. That's probably why part of it is the reason they're doing that.
Yes, yes, and, you know, so right in front of me.
So you can see well, right? As long as your glasses are clean.
Phil, is that
Yeah,
that
something
you?
Like that.
But anyway, so we're at a standstill here.
So far going on to the next level, Prairie du Chien, GET Melrose-Mindoro, Mauston-Nisida, and Arcadia, all with 106-pounders going. So those Those four going on to the sectional, and Richland Center has punched a ticket with Ethan Haiti at 113 pounds. So we've got some good bouts coming up here, and looking ahead.
Speaking of Mr. Haiti, he battled really well today.
It was a good match.
I mean, he is the champion here at 113 pounds. Battled very, very well. So I was very impressed. He doesn't take a lot of time to do his stuff.
Yep, he took care of business.
He did.
And again, that was the hotly contested seeding going on at 113, and it all came out in the wash. Ethan Haiti is the regional champion. Looking ahead, we'll see Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley, going for a championship at 150 pounds today. And wrestling back, we will see Ty Larson at 157 for the Blackhawks. Also a little bit later on today, we'll be seeing the upper weights, quite a bit of action. Cole Brenninger scored a win, an 11-4 decision over Jacob Martin of Berlin, and that pushed Brenninger in the championship bout at 190 against Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nakusa. That'll be a really good match, and River Valley has a wrestle back there as Pierce Conway, picked up a 2-minute, 35-second fall in his match, so he is moving on for the right to wrestle toward fourth place. And then at 2:15, Teague Perkins lost one of the best matches of the day. He falls in overtime to his opponent, Braden Lockington of GET Mellows Mindoro. That was a match. The whole gym
was on that match.
They just erupted either way.
It was amazing.
And afterwards, really, you know, just saluted both wrestlers for putting it out there. Unfortunately for Richland Center, Perkins suffers a loss. He's still sitting well for next weekend. He'll try to wrestle back to second here at the tournament. And at 285, it was Braden Kleppe losing by fall to Cisco Jimenez in a 1:32. Kleppe with a chance to wrestle back towards second. So that among the highlights still to go here at the Richland Center Regional. We're wrapping up at 1:20, and as mentioned, second place bout is into the third period, and that is a Nakusa Port Edwards wrestler against Wautoma Wild Rose. And seeing how that one will come out. But again, Drake Gazda of Mauston has already punched a ticket for next week for the championship. Overall, well-run tournament. Again, Mr. Kajewski doing a good job of manually putting in all of the weight classes here in this tournament, because sometimes technology is great, but it doesn't always work like it's supposed to. So we had lots of issues early on, and disjointing as he manually put in all the weight classes throughout the day. So he has worked above and beyond here today to keep this thing going and rotating, and deservedly got a nice round of applause from the crowd here in between sessions. Well, as we don't have a local wrestler going, let's take time out. We'll be back with more in a moment from Richland Center High School. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer.
Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639. The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We're up to 126 pounds now, and it is Sawyer Ostrom. He is doing battle for Nacoosa Port Edwards, and he is taking on Wiseman, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship, and we've got some injury time. Had quite a bit of this today, and unfortunately, the wrestler from Nacoosa Port Edwards, he's got a little problem with his arm. Kind of they're looking at the elbow shoulder injury. So Lizzie Tollickson is out to have a look at that. Hopefully he is able to continue wrestling. You had a final already at...
I did in the going ahead into the fourth place match there. Mason Hurd defeated Peterson. Did you hear me? Mason Hurd from Prairie du Chien defeated Peterson.
All right.
It's Breck Peterson.
All right.
From Mauston.
So Hurd awaits his fate here to see if he's got a chance to continue. And on the other mat, it is an Arcadia match against Wisconsin Dells. So they are matched up. Matthew Badilla is wrestling Marty Platt. And right now a 2-0 match. That's got 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Badilla riding and not able to accomplish much at the end of the period. Platt is going to trail after one period. Championship bout underway again. Wiseman of Adams Friendship, and that is a 2-1 lead for the wrestler from Nacoosa Port Edwards. Adams Friendship's got the very distinguishable green singlets, probably the easiest one to pick out.
Yes, they are. Prairie Sheen's not bad either, though, because you can actually... They switched, though.
They did. They got ones for the championship to say Hawks that threw us off a little bit. Otherwise, their school colors are, I guess...
I kept my singlet on.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Thank you. Yep. So a 3-2 bout right now in the championship matchup. Adams Friendship has taken the lead, it looks like. Down to 10 seconds remaining in the opening period. Standing up is going to be Ostrom, and he is almost turned and then rolls through. Very active final few seconds. That's going to do it for one period. 3-2 Wiseman leading Ostrom. Prairie du Chien has had a pretty good day. They got a chance. Have you checked the team scores lately there, Hank Bray?
No, I haven't. I think I gave the right there for you.
That was at the start of the round?
Let's see if they've changed.
Prairie du Chien was on top at that time.
Prairie du Chien still on top at 227, followed by GET at 210.
Okay.
And then followed by Mauston and Nisida at 180.5 points.
Okay.
Richland Center's in fourth place at 108, actually tied with River Valley and Richland Center. So.
I was going to say, they're real similar.
Yeah.
So they both had pretty good days.
But, you know, Richland Center only has 9 wrestlers.
Yep.
So that's pretty good.
Chance to score some points.
Yes.
Those that they have done well. And River Valley as well. 3-2 score here in the championship bout. Second period action with a minute 25 remaining. A couple of wrestlers that seem to know one another pretty well. They're in the same vicinity. And on the other mat, we're going to see a pin. The Wisconsin Dells wrestler comes through with a win.
That's Platt.
Marty Platt.
Marty Platt wins that. Well, that was quick.
When he got it in, cinched it in, takes the win. So Marty moves on, punching his ticket to next week, and he's got a chance to get back to second, depending on the wrestle back possibility. Right now, a reversal. Let's see, they're going to add some points. So a reversal taken there by Nacoosa Port Edwards wrestler Ostrom, and that makes it a 5-3 lead right now. So he's on top of the Adams Friendship wrestler here at 126 pounds. Ostrom, a junior with 33 wins. Wiseman on the year with 20 wins. He's a junior as well. using the far arm for leverage is Ostrom. Now standing up is Wiseman. Both wrestlers on their feet, and now tripping him back down. Ostrom had a chance for a moment to possibly get shoulders down. We're going to get two added to the score, so it's 7-3, Ostrom. Ostrom grabs the near arm, now brings the arms back, double arm bar, trying to turn his opponent. Going to run out of time here in the period. That's going to do it for two periods of wrestling. 7-3 in favor of the wrestler from Nacusa, Fort Edward.
Great match.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great match.
Back to the center of the mat, everything that you want your championship bouts to be.
Makes my knees hurt, Phil.
Does it really?
Mm.
Yep. You haven't been doing much today.
No. Running up and down those steps for you, buddy.
That's true.
Yeah.
You've had to be a runner from time to time because I can't.
Go for this.
Right. Third period is underway. 7-3 the lead. Ostrom riding here in the period. Both wrestlers will be headed to the sectional next week at Wisconsin Dells. Just a matter of placement here and seeding, and who you get in that first round of sectional can be a big thing as well. Ostrom sliding on the left side, almost got out of position, now steps over. He's got a chance to bring his opponent to his back, and now Wiseman rolls through, and he's scoring some near fall. Wiseman of Adams Friendship, he had his opponent on the back, so they're counting off. This match is going to be a lot closer after this move is done. Clock showing 7-5 with a minute left, but I think there are some points to be awarded here. Wiseman of Adams Friendship trying to come from behind to get the win here in the championship match at 126 pounds. There's the three near fall, so he'll take the lead at 8-7, and they're out of bounds. And then at the end,
it's all tied.
The award 1 point at the out of bounds line for escape. So you're right, 8-8. They're shooting takedowns. We've had one overtime here, actually two. Teague Perkins lost in overtime a little bit ago today. 8-8, 34 seconds remaining. Driving is Wiseman. Boy, they are circling on the mat. Face down, trying to get around is the Adam Stretcher wrestler, held at bay by Ostrom. Ostrom coming around. If he can pop the head out, 18 seconds remaining, he's going to be close. He does, and he takes the lead. Ostrom of Nacusa Assumption Fort Edwards takes a 10-8 lead, and the towel boy is out, and that will do it. 10-8 is the final. Congratulations to Sawyer Ostrom of Nacusa Assumption Fort Edwards. He is the winner.
Wiseman's going to finish second.
Wiseman will finish second. No wrestle back, it looks like. That means Marty Platt of the Dells will take third place. And then that means that
Badillo
and Badillo is
and Hurd will fight.
Will they?
Yep.
Did they wrestle? They didn't wrestle.
They haven't wrestled yet.
Okay, so thank you. So that means
I'm sort of doing my job.
Yeah, well, you're doing well. Badillo and Hurd will wrestle back for the right to go to sectional next week. That'll be a dandy of a match there as well. You got a couple of hungry wrestlers trying to win to go
yes.
on. And everything on the line. 132, Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien, who has had a quick day, had a bye in the first two rounds, scored a fall earlier, and then a fall in the semifinal. He is taking on Jacob Bertling from Nacusa Assumption Fort Edwards, and underway with a 2-0 lead. Also, Boston Nacida's Alex Sir is taking on G.E.T., Melrose Medora's Seltzer. That is in the possibility for second place bout. Wisconsin Dells has a man in this weight class that is wrestling. That would be Jack Nichols taking on Viroqua's Evan Solberg. That is for the possibility to get back to fourth place here in the Super Regional. It is a 2-0 lead right now for the wrestler from Nacusa Fort Edwards, now driving in on the near side and close to going out of bounds. Both wrestlers remaining active. And Ingham comes in from the near side and looking for more on the takedown of the edge of the mat. If he can kick the leg free, he will be. And it looks like it might be a little bit of a delay in the other mat.
On the fourth place.
Yep. Injury bout there.
Injury down there.
So the trainers are being called upon again. 2-0. Again, the lead for Ingham of Prairie du Chien. And a stalling warning for Bertling as they come back to the center of the mat. Prairie du Chien in the finals wearing black and white singlets. It does say Hawks across the lapel area.
And a nice